Ladies and gentlemen, from somewhere on the great Llano Estacado, it's the one who tells it like he sees it. The one who thinks it's rude not to talk about politics and religion. It's Pratt on Texas. Now, here's your host, Robert Pratt.
From the True Texan Studio, I'm Robert Pratt, and this is the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas, your home for Texas political and news analysis. No corporate management muzzle here. Our Lone Star story of the day, property tax relief and bail reform added to the special session, the third special session, been added to the call. Senator Betancourt's bill on property taxes compressing some school taxes put some limits on lavish school spending. We'll take a look at that big story. Our Lone Star story of the day, sponsored by Allied Compliance Services, providing the very best service in DOT, business and personal drug and alcohol testing since 1995, AlliedCompliance.com. We've got a massive amount of border-related news. We've got Wu Flu news, if I can get to it. We've got pro-life and abortion news, if I can get to it. Time's going to be the enemy here. Big doings at the Wichita Falls ISD school board. That's right, the school board meeting. Bunch of trustees walked out, and it's for the right reasons, and I'm so glad to finally see this. Listen anywhere, anytime, whenever it fits your schedule. Get the podcast of today's show at PrattOnTexas.com. As always, it is, my friends, a great day to be a Texan. Prepare to listen fast. I've got a lot of headlines to get to. Murder-suicide investigation underway in Knox County. KRBC reports that this happened in North home in Monday, on Monday night. You know, the town of Monday, spelled with a U. And they said the sheriff's office said the evidence shows one of the subjects shot and killed the other, then took his own life. That's all we know there. A prowler arrested after forcing his way into a South Brownwood home. The Brownwood Bulletin reports that this guy seemed to be high in narcotics. He did a home invasion early Sunday morning, then fled out the back door, and then police caught him. And they've arrested Christopher Kyle Reese, 31. He's lucky to be alive after barging in someone's home. Alleged sexual assault among students at Eula High School. This reported by K-Texas. Five students between the ages of 16 to 18 at Eula High School are under investigation for alleged sexual assault. This is in Callahan County. On the sheriff's office says on 16 September, the office received a report from Eula High School about a possible hazing incident in the locker room during the eighth period that happened on the 15th. After lengthy investigation and interviews, it was revealed five students were involved and identified as suspects of a sexual assault incident. That reported by K-Texas. Texas Tech marks 13 consecutive years of record enrollment growth, setting a new record, 40,666, as of the 20th day of class on Monday. LMP Holdings purchasing the five McGavick automobile dealerships. This put out in a press release. It seems that it's effective September 10th and has the McGavick Auto Group, McGavick Nissan of Abilene, McGavick Nissan of Amarillo, McGavick West Texas Motors, and McGavick Nissan of San Marcos. And, of course, the company itself is operated out of Lubbock, so it's all of that. They will continue to operate under the McGavick name, but will be part of LMP Automotive Holdings. Royal Dutch Shell exited the Permian Basin with a $9.5 billion deal to sell their assets to ConocoPhillips. It's the second big acquisition in a year in the heart of U.S. shale industry, and good for ConocoPhillips. Royal Dutch Shell is going the route of the greenies and trying to reshape itself as something other than an actual energy company. Understaffed, chaotic Harris County jail prompts a police union lawsuit. The Texans' Holly Hansen reporting that their deputies, organization, officials, and lawyers described dismal conditions in an out-of-control jail with alleged rampant drug use and frequent assaults against both staff and inmates. Of course, the sheriff and now the commissioner's court and county judge, all run by the Democrats in Harris County. Former Houston police officers pleaded guilty for participating in that riot at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Tam Pham, an 18-year veteran of the Houston PD, was charged with parading, demonstrating or picketing in a Capitol building. I don't know. They said something about violent entry and disorderly conduct. I don't understand. It said he could face jail time, but not what for parading or picketing. I don't get that. SpaceX, following up on our great visits with Bob Zimmerman, More news on that. SpaceX schedules likely first static fire test for its orbital Starship and Super Heavy rocket down at Boca Chica. A lot of detail there at BehindTheBlack.com. Bob says it appears the company's aiming to get all of its ground testing completed while the FAA's involved in its 30-day approval process, so get it done so they can get moving as soon as the government slow-up is over. Firefly, another small rocket, a small-sat rocket company, based in Texas, is reported by Zimmerman at BehindTheBlack.com to diversify its rocket business by selling its Reaver rocket engine to other companies. And it's resulted in a sale to its competitor, Astra. Now, part of the deal is that Astra can't use it in a circumstance competing directly with Firefly's Alpha rocket. But, boy, that business is just growing and growing. Congressman Ronnie Jackson, Texas 13, our good friend, says that to farmers that he got language on the House floor, I believe, to include disaster recovery funding for farmers who were affected by the winter storms and freezes in 2020 or 2021. A quick look at Texas history today. In 1920, Josephine Lucchese made her operatic debut with the San Carlo Opera in Olympia. In Tales of Hoffman, she was known in Europe as the American Nightingale. She was a Texan, born in San Antonio in 1893. It's also the day, September 22nd, 1922, that President Harding authorized the creation of the harbor in Corpus Christi, led to the dredging of the channel. And in 1931, the legislature in Texas passed the Texas Cotton Acreage Control Law. It's one of these things trying to tell you what you can and can't plant. Fortunately, a lot of farmers ignored it and were mad, but a federal judge declared the law unconstitutional. And in 1988, President Reagan attended a Republican event at Baylor in Waco, and then went to Houston and met with some astronauts at the Johnson Space Center. Our look at Texas history, sponsored by our great friends at USA Investigations, providing professional surveillance, witness interviews, and statements, and more. Investigate for more at usainvestigations.net. New details on the shootout that left a Houston Police Department officer and the suspect dead. KHOU says that it's that Monday morning that Senior Officer Bill Jeffrey and Sergeant Michael Vance showed up in an apartment complex to serve a warrant near not far from Bush Intercontinental Airport. About 7:30 a.m., they were serving the warrant for this guy, Dion Ledette's arrest. They knocked on the door. A woman answered. A woman took her child and left the apartment. They announced their presence. This guy was in there. He started shooting at them, and he was armed with a handgun and a rifle. He died at the scene. He'd been wanting for skipping bond on two felony drug charges from November of last year and was supposed to get an ankle monitor, but never did. The police officer, Mr. Jeffrey, Senior Officer Jeffrey, 54, died of multiple gunshot wounds. He was wearing his vest and everything. It was just terrible. Vance was hurt, too. He's had surgery. He's expected to survive. After the shootout, the police officers union pointed out that this shouldn't have happened. This guy's another one of these guys with a massive, extensive criminal history. Should have been in jail last time he was apprehended. The Griffith at the union called out the judge who let him out of jail even after the Harris County DA requested no bond for the career criminal. His rap sheet stretches back to his teenage years, been arrested 18 times since 08 in serious crimes. And the judge, this Democrat judge, granted him a real low bond, and that's why he was out. Did y'all catch that the White House reporters have filed a formal complaint against Biden for refusing to answer questions? The Correspondents Association, hey, he's the guy y'all campaigned for. What are you upset about? Trump talked to you all the time. Oh, well, and Texas has been sued like Florida was over its bill stopping social media companies from banning users for political views. Well, look, social media companies, that's all good and fine, except you guys hide under a law that says you're a neutral platform. Remove yourself as a neutral platform, and then you can control all you want. Otherwise, we've got a problem there. We've got a lot of political and legislative news and border news ahead.
Don't miss what Pratt says next. More Pratt on Texas after the break.
If providing health insurance for yourself or your employees is costing more than you can afford, listen closely to this message.
I think one of the challenges that all small business owners are facing today is while they may be less than 50 employees, they're still competing with the big box companies that have full-blown benefit plans.
Michael Hurley of Hurley Benefit Services.
And with the price almost reaching the point of unaffordability, employers are looking for solutions. And my out-of-the-box thinking is providing a solution. We enrolled a local company, and we were able to save that employer one-third of his budget, which was equal to a little over $100,000 that he was paying prior to working with my agency.
Life Health Dental. With the innovative coverage offered by Hurley Benefit Services, you can have individual or group coverage that is a lot better, that costs a lot less. Hurley Benefit Services is independently owned, and they're online at hurleybenefits.com. H-U-R-L-E-Y benefits.com.
Concealed carry isn't just a statement. It's a lifestyle. Pratt on Texas continues.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. Just loaded up today. State Rep Chris Patty. Yes, you heard about him recently because, if you'll recall, the Harrison County GOP censured him under party rules. And the real telling thing was there, even though they don't have any business doing all this, blah, blah, blah. They said they reached out to him many times to talk to him, and he's one of these arrogant state reps. They like to have the R and have the party work for them when they get arrested, and then they're too big for the party later and don't want to talk to him. Well, Patty, who's powerful now, I mean, he's the State Affairs Committee chairman, one of the plum positions in the House, after saying he was going to run for re-election to HD9 less than a month ago. I guess he's had it. He's out of Marshall, and he is saying he will not seek another term. Good riddance, another not conservative Republican, but worse, one of these arrogant guys that thinks, well, he's there and knows more, and he doesn't have to talk to the folks back home. Representative Celia Israel is looking to, she says she will not run for re-election to the House. She's one of the big, powerful lefties out of Austin. She's looking to run, get in the race with a lot of other people for the mayor of Austin. The current guy's term limited out. She's one of these folks. She was the founding member of the Sexual Alphabet Caucus in the House. And remember, she was AWOL, and she was all getting all the stories because she had to postpone her plans to marry her lesbian partner, Celinda Garza, on the House floor to go, hey, well, all we're supposed to feel sorry for. She's going to run for Austin mayor and not run for the House. Those two big political news stories today. Our Lone Star story of the day, sponsored by Allied Compliance Services. Are you hiring? Check for safety with drug and alcohol testing from Allied Compliance Services. AlliedCompliance.com. The big Lone Star story of the day, property tax relief and bail reform constitutional amendment added to the third special session agenda by the governor today. Now, the bail reform issue, the bill passed, but the constitutional amendment didn't pass in the House by some folks who were rightly concerned about parts of it and about our civil liberties, some conservatives, including my friend Matt Schaefer. We'll see. They'll work out the differences and get the bail reform done, I'm sure. I want to jump right into the property tax relief. Patrick has been, Lieutenant Governor's been pushing that. And in fact, the media is saying, oh, Abbott, he's following, because they hate Patrick because he's a real conservative. He's following that Patrick. That Patrick's leveraged him into this. Well, actually, the members have been filing property tax relief bills during all of this. Let's jump right into that. The Lone Star story of the day by Aaron Anderson at the Texas Scorecard. This is a really good description of what's actually happening. Lavish school spending in crosshairs as property tax bill advances in the Senate is the headline, and it's buying down school taxes using surplus money in the state budget. She writes, on Tuesday, members of the Senate Finance Committee voted unanimously, 14-0, to approve property tax relief measure Senate Bill 1. Now, don't reform that with the big other regular session Senate Bill 1. That's SB 1 in this special. The basic tenet of this bill is this. If we have excess money, give it back to the taxpayers because they're the ones who need it. Yeah, it's our money anyway. And that's from State Senator Paul Bettencourt, our good friend, Republican of Houston, author of the bill. Bill is nearly identical to a Bettencourt bill filed during the second special session that passed the Senate 29-2, but didn't make it through the House. Remember, the House didn't even they finally got a quorum, then didn't even work till the last minute and let stuff die. SB 1 is a temporary measure to reduce school tax rates by replacing local dollars with state dollars for the 2022-23 school year. Bettencourt's bill would compress local school maintenance and operation, the M&O tax rates, using at least $2 billion at least $2 billion in state general revenue funds. Each billion compresses M&O taxes by about 3.3 cents. Total tax relief could be significantly higher. By the way, most people would be about $200 on a $300,000 house statewide. Total tax relief could be significantly higher depending on the state comptroller's estimate of surplus revenue in next year. As much as $2 billion more could be allocated to buying down the next year's school taxes. They've built that into the bill. That's good. It's important we continue to do everything we can to help property taxpayers, Senator Betancourt said. This is the type of step we need to take when we have this kind of excess revenue. Finance Committee Chairman Jane Nelson clarified the tax relief plan would not use federal COVID relief money, which she says comes with strict spending guidelines. State Senator Kelly Hancock of North Richland Hills, a former school board member, said he didn't want to see a repeat of what happened the last time the ledge lowered school property taxes. Back then, local school districts took advantage of the M&O buy-down to significantly increase their bond debt along with the interest in sinking the INS taxes to pay for the debt, leaving little to no relief for taxpayers. Hancock said what was intended for good to help property owners with their tax rates back in 2006 simply converted from M&O to INS, and we've never seen a compression of that indebtedness that increased significantly during those next 2 years. Well, that's just how unethical these school boards are. Now school boards simply keep buying new bonds as old ones are paid off. Right, see? So districts never have to lower their tax rates and taxpayers never see a decrease in their bills. Senator Hancock pointed out, they tell voters, you can pass this bond, you won't see a tax increase. Yeah, but you won't see a tax decrease either. We've pointed that out for years. Hancock asked Betancourt to tighten the language so this bill actually leads to a tax decrease, which is what our intent is, rather than leading to an increase in debt of local school districts across the state and no compression at all. State Senator Robert Nichols of Jacksonville agreed with Hancock that the bill needs added protections to keep school districts from using the temporary tax compression measure to bond up more debt. Don't just assume they might. They will. Senator Nichols said, adding school officials are confident voters will approve more debt because districts don't have to raise their tax rates. You hear it all the time. You can vote for all this spending and debt, and we won't raise your taxes. Of course, if you didn't vote for it, your taxes would be going down. Senator Nichols said, I know my district. They're going to go out and talk up the benefits of a new football stadium. That's right. So a little more in this story. Going down, it says State Senator Charles Perry of Lubbock proposed spending amending SB1 to lower the current 50 cent interest in the INS tax rate limit, limit their ability to play games between M&O and INS, cap their ability to spend statutorily, he said. The policy aspect of that is it may keep them from putting travertine tile in the football stadium's restrooms. It may force them to make better use of taxpayer dollars. Well, that's going to happen when local taxpayers do it by electing the right school boards, but nevertheless, They're looking for a more permanent solution, too, and they have passed some in 2019 that really helped, and Betancourt was behind that. Lot of work on that. So that's your Lone Star story of the day. They've added tax relief and bail reform to the call, and Betancourt's working hard. The Senate is leading on this and trying to make sure that any buy-down of local taxes, in other words, the schools don't get a cut. We just give them money from the state treasury to compensate for that, and then they lower your property tax rate in those specific areas. They're trying to get that done, but trying to make it where they can't cheat you out of it, which they certainly have done many times before. Oh, by the way, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrickson announced his appointments to the Sunset Advisory Commission. Senator Schwertner of Georgetown, Senate as chairman, Senator Angela Paxton of McKinney, Senator Brian Birdwell of Granbury, our good friend Drew Springer, Senator Springer of Munster on there. And then Senator Eddie Lucio will continue to serve his term that expires in 2023. And the public member appointee is Jim Lee of Houston. That out from the lieutenant governor. And speaking of the legislature, jumping over to our pro-life stack, there's a big piece at the Texas Tribune today that law enforcement is warned of credible threat against any legislators who voted to protect human life, protect these babies for the fetal heartbeat bill. They call it a credible threat. You know, it's not a stretch. If you think an innocent baby, it's okay to brutally murder a baby for your own convenience. I mean, heck, what about a legislator? That's the left for you.
More from the True Texan Studio after this. It's the real talk of Texas with the authentic accent thrown in free. It's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas, ladies and gentlemen. I've got a story about a school board finally doing the things and focusing on the things that matter and taking on these extraordinarily arrogant superintendents. And it's out of Wichita Falls, the Wichita Falls ISD. I'm going to handle this story before we get to our massive border news stack. Trish Choate reporting this in the Wichita Falls Times Record News, saying tensions over student achievement issues came to a head when three trustees abruptly walked out of the Wichita Falls ISD school board meeting in protest on Monday, which ended the session because the meeting, because then there was no quorum. At-large trustee Catherine McGregor, place one trustee Bob Payton, and place three trustee Mark Lukert left because a discussion about the testing results, star test results, lagging student achievement, and related issues was not on the agenda as requested. The story says that trustee McGregor said yesterday that Superintendent Mike Kurt failed to follow through on an agreement made in the September 14th work session to put the state's Texas Assessment of Academic Readiness test results on Monday's agenda and make a presentation. I've been asking since July for a discussion on student achievement, our deplorable star test results, and what this administration's planning to do differently to achieve different and better results, McGregor said in a statement. So, and by the way, she points out this is a pattern of unwillingness of the superintendent. You know, they really think they're the bosses. You go to these board training things, they tell you your job's basically to rubber stamp what the professionals tell you, which is not true. That superintendent's a hired hand working for at the pleasure of the school board. And he doesn't want to discuss important stuff, says McGregor. After the meeting, the arrogant superintendent said he didn't know why McGregor, Lukert, and Payton left. They might have had somewhere to go. I don't know, he said. Now, see, that's the arrogance, because he knew exactly. Payton said, the other trustee said he left because of frustration of another promise broken by district administration. It's this thing. The superintendents repeatedly dodged this issue because the results are not good at all. There are too many downward trend lines that were drastically worse last year, trustee Payton said. Lukert said he's tired of the board never discussing what, and I love this. This is right. Mr. Lukert, you're right on it. Lukert said he's tired of the board never discussing what he believes is the number one priority, student achievement. That's right. That's what schools are for. They're not for football and daycare and all the fun stuff. They're for education. Trustees were told it would be on Monday night's agenda, and it wasn't, he said in a statement put out yesterday. We need a plan, and we need one now. New school mascots and colors should not take priority over student achievement. So the three of them got up and left because this guy didn't. Now, the school board president, Mike Rucker, appears to be your typical. You know, he's there to buddy up with the administrator. He came to Kurt's defense. The problem is the guy, apparently they all said it was agreed, and he didn't put it on there. And he keeps saying, oh, we're going to have a special meeting about that stuff. We're going to have an extra special meeting about the student achievement. Well, wait a minute. The board is in charge of this stuff. They're your boss, not you. And they ask you to be on there, and you've been, as they point out, you've been keeping it from a meeting the whole time. And by the way, the Times Record News reports preliminary results showed Wichita Falls ISD students mostly scoring lower than state averages, which are abysmally low to begin with, on the star test they took in the spring of 2021. I'm just glad to see at least three trustees stand up and point out education is the main thing here. They're building new high schools and changing out. Everybody's excited. They love new things. Sorry, those are secondary to education. But it's what most of these people focus on, including the school professionals. They focus on getting bond issues and spending passed. That's their big resume thing when they go out looking for an even higher paying superintendent job or other administrative job. Good for the members of the school board for saying, look, that's it. We're getting up and going. You lied, you won't do what you said, and you don't want to focus on it, and that's what we're here to do primarily. That's job one. I like what the one guy said. It takes precedent over school colors and mascots. So good for them, and I'm just so glad to see it. It doesn't happen enough. All right, my friends, let's switch gears. I bet you didn't see this story on the International Wire on the big border news because there's so much of it. But how about this one? I don't know. Maybe you did see it. It's from the AFP, the French press agency. Mexico urges immediate U.S. action on migration causes. Mexican President López Obrador said Monday he's urged his U.S. counterpart Joe Biden to act immediately to invest in Central America to stem the flow of migrants. Now, what they are doing is saying, hey, we're not going to do much. We want money. Put it in our pockets because, you know, all these governments are corrupt and the money ends up mostly in the pockets of these politicians and the people connected to them. But I thought that was interesting. Biden's first border chief accuses the administration of destroying security and misleading Congress. John Solomon, the boss himself at justthenews.com, writing the story. He leads with in a stunningly blunt warning to senators. President Biden's just departed Border Patrol chief is accusing the administration of intentionally eroding security to bring illegal aliens into the country and misleading Congress about the severity of the crisis. This is Rodney Scott, 29-year career law enforcement officer who retired last month as a Border Patrol chief, told the Dems and Republican leaders in the Senate this is going on. He said the Biden administration's team at DHS is laser focused on expediting the flow of migrants, we're talking illegal aliens, remember that, into the U.S., and downplaying the significant vulnerability this creates for terrorists, narcotic smugglers, human traffickers, and even hostile nations to gain access to our homeland. He wrote to Senators Chuck Schumer, Mitch McConnell, Gary Peters, and Rob Portman in a letter dated 11 September. Scott, who was appointed by Trump and served as the first Border Patrol chief for Biden, declared border security has rapidly deteriorated, which we can all see on television, after the enormous gains during the Trump administration. Quote, in my professional assessment, the U.S. Border Patrol is rapidly losing the situational awareness required to know who and what's entering our homeland. Congress, he added, was not getting an honest picture of the vulnerabilities, and he goes into that. Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin provided a copy of the letter to Just the News, said Scott's warning suggests we're in a perilous moment when it comes to security. That's exactly right. He's writing a letter just talking about how the administration's lying to the American public. Well, we get it. By the way, Abbott said that he hasn't heard. Governor Abbott was on Ingram Angle and Fox News. He said he hasn't heard from Biden on the border during his entire term. No kidding. Abbott said, I've not yet heard from the president during this, his entire presidency concerning the border. It's the biggest thing going on. It's so bad that even the Associated Press is pointing out the lies. And folks, they're big open borders people, including some of the writers who wrote this piece. Officials, many migrants from border camps staying in U.S. Migrants, again, that's not folks that are actual migrants who are legal that did it the right way. We're talking illegal aliens. It's just everybody's quit using that term at the left's request for political correctness. Dateline Del Rio, major national AP story. Many Haitian migrants camped in a small Texas border town are being released in the United States. Two U.S. officials said, undercutting the Biden administration's public statements that the thousands in the camp faced immediate expulsion. Remember, I told you, oh, they got the planes, and they do. They have the planes going. That's all a smokescreen, folks. Haitians have been freed on a very, very large scale. That's a quote in recent days, according to one U.S. official who put the figure in the thousands. The official who has direct knowledge of the operations was not authorized to discuss the matter Tuesday and spoke on conditions of anonymity. Yeah, Breitbart and everybody else have a version of this story. I'm giving you the Associated Propagandists, the AP, because they're open borders advocates, and yet they're telling you Biden's been lying. He goes on to say, many have been released with notices to appear. That's silly. Oh, well, we'll let you go anywhere you want. Just show up at an immigration office in the next 60 days. A second official AP reports with direct knowledge and speaking under anonymity said a large number of Haitians were being processed under immigration laws and not being placed on expulsion flights to Haiti that started Sunday. They point out this decision to release many Haitians is directly opposite what the White House said. More in a moment.
Patience is a virtue. Brad on Texas continues after this.
It's hard to explain why my greatest customer service experience wasn't at a luxury resort or private club, but was going to the dentist in Costa Rica, Dr. Silvia Zuniga of Dental Care. There are big Costa Rica practices which, while saving you big money, work just like they do here, herding patients through as fast as possible to increase billings. That's not how Dr. Sylvia Zuniga works. Sylvia's practice is purposely small and personal with the highest level of service and quality I've experienced for anything. My entire trip cost us less than half my lowest quote at home, including hotel for a week, restaurants, airfare for both of us, and local transport, and much more dental work than those local quotes covered. I had it all done. No wonder my Lubbock neighbor had been using her for his dental work for years, and now you can visit Texas Tech's new Costa Rica campus nearby. If you want top dental work at affordable prices, learn more about Dr. Sylvia Zuniga and dental care by clicking the banner at prattontexas.com. Finally, having your teeth fixed and beautiful can be affordable and even fun.
Standing in spirit with those who won Texas liberty and working to stop the hordes on the left, it's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. So even the pro-open borders, lefty, pro-Biden APs having to tell you in a major story that this is all bull. Further in the story, however, the decision to release many Haitians, particularly without a clearly stated criteria for who stays and who gets returned to Haiti, will likely add to criticism of the White House, which is already facing bipartisan condemnation. Accounts of wide-scale releases, some observed at the Del Rio bus station by AP journalists, are at odds with statements a day earlier by Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, who traveled to Del Rio to promise swift action. Quote, if you come to the U.S. illegally, you will be returned. Your journey will not succeed. You will be endangering your life and your family's life, he said, Mayorkas said at that Monday press conference. But the problem is, they now know, and even AP reporting that, and they've even observed that they're letting a lot of these people go. Neil Monroe at Breitbart had a lot of detail on this. Says that, you know, there are about 15,000. They're releasing most of these people. The quiet promises of catch and release are being hidden behind showcase video of small-scale deportations and behind televised bluster from top officials, including Mayorkas. Bill Malugan at Fox News tweeted on 19 September, is that Sunday, that U.S. Border Patrol Chief Raul Ortiz told me single adult men will be expelled via Title 42, but most family units will be processed and released into the U.S., in other words, most of the people. In fact, I read a piece today from the border from a big journalist saying that they're being told all the women have to do is just say, I think I'm pregnant, and that's it. You're a family unit, and you don't get expelled. Officials are expected to invite roughly 2 million legal and illegal migrants into the U.S. during this year. The inflow will deliver roughly one migrant for every two American births. Families with children will be released into the U.S. while couples without children will be sent back to Haiti, said one independent journalist there, except then today we got an update saying if they just say they're pregnant, they get to stay. And it goes into all kinds of detail here. The statement by Mayorkas has loopholes. They're playing with words, saying when he said they'll be treated our laws and policies, but what it is, it's not what TV viewers and journalists think it is. When he says expedited removal, that word, those two words, people are intended to understand that means people will be thrown out under expedited removal. But actually, expedited removal is a vehicle they're using to let people stay. Under federal law, officials can allow illegal aliens to stay if they're put into expedited removal process because the process allows them to stay once they ask for asylum. So all they do is say, everybody, say you want asylum, then they get to stay. Texas formed a miles-long border barrier with state troopers and patrol vehicles, a steel wall basically of patrol vehicles and also National Guard vehicles. Bob Price reporting that Governor Abbott ordered the DPS and National Guard to use vehicles to create a miles-long barrier to stop the flow of these Haitians. We're only dealing with one little tiny area. We're not doing anything everywhere else, and pulling them off the other areas is just making it worse there. So they began over the weekend to use a vehicle barrier to block these people crossing from Acuña, Coahuila, into Del Rio. And it's quite impressive to see all the things, but this isn't how to deal with this stuff. Breitbart observed hundreds of DPS vehicles streaming southward Tuesday night. So who knows where they're going, what they're doing now. The Haitian migrants revolted and seized control of a bus. Washington Examiner reported out of Del Rio that a large white bus bound for San Antonio, again, they weren't deported, was overtaken Monday afternoon during the 2.5-hour trip from the International Bridge in Del Rio. The migrants on board had been picked up from the makeshift migrant camp where thousands are waiting. They did break out of the bus, and they did escape, a senior federal law enforcement official confirmed to the Washington Examiner on Tuesday. 16 migrants held by smugglers for a month in a Texas motel room near the border. McAllen Station Border Patrol got a tip last week about a motel in Edinburgh as it uses a stash house. Sheriff's Office conducted a welfare check. Deputies and agents found the small hotel room packed with 16 illegal aliens. 10 were from Honduras, 5 from El Salvador, and 1 from Mexico. They said they'd been held there for ransom for nearly 30 days. And then they go into later, the following day, in Hidalgo, Texas, which is a town in Hidalgo County near McAllen, they apprehended a bunch of folks popping up, coming out of the storm drains. And several out, so they set up surveillance, and a little bit later, there were more coming out of the storm drains. And you think, you know, I love when they say, well, these are just poor people coming. Oh, really? They hijacked a van and then disappeared? Los Zetas cartel hitmen crossed into Texas from Mexico for an execution. This from Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby at Breitbart, Texas, or Cartel Chronicles. Two hitmen from the Los Zetas cartel crossed into Texas to carry out a home invasion turned execution, authorities revealed. Investigators are asking for the public's help in identifying the gunman. The Zapata County Sheriff's Office recently issued a news release asking for the public's help in IDing the two gunmen they described as sicarios. Those are the hitmen for the Tropa del Infierno, Hell's Troop squad of the Cartel del Noreste faction of Los Zetas. And, you know, this isn't new. In 2016, a group of Los Zetas gunmen in a boat attacked two fishermen, killing one and injuring the other. Then they fled back to Mexico. In 2015, state troopers in Texas captured a top Los Zetas commander trying to sneak into the U.S. on a boat. And Falcon Lake, remember that national headlines back in 2010 when just a couple from Colorado were out jet skiing and cartel gunmen came and tried to kidnap them? And they murdered David Hartley. He died from the gunfire. His wife escaped. And now terrorists, these cartels are terrorists, folks. You want this here? Breitbart reporting, the Cartel Chronicles reporting unknown terrorists used a bomb to kill two men outside a restaurant in the state of Guanajuato. It injured four more people. This happened Sunday evening in Salamanca. Two men riding on a motorcycle delivered a package done up like a gift. Restaurant manager and one of the owners went out and collected it. It looked like a gift. It exploded when they tried to open it. A large group were in there celebrating the restaurant manager's birthday. Two men died at the scene. One of the delivery men and three others were listed in critical condition. It's just pure, and there, the governors call it pure terrorism. U.S. border agent called VP Kamala Harris an absolute idiot for the migrant crisis failures. The post-millennial reporting that Kamala Harris is calling for an investigation in the Border Patrol on this, you know, where they're trying to claim that they were whipping these people. These people don't even know what they're looking at. They don't have any whips. They're just twirling the reins of their horses. By the way, even Democrat congressmen and others from Texas have stood up for the Border Patrol on this one because it's his Cuellar and others because it's crazy. And this is what they're all concerned about. Now, a story all of you need to read. It is a long, in-depth story. Feds releasing numerous migrants far from southern border and catch and release system on a grander scale by Tyler Olson at Fox News. It's a 4 or 5 pager. We've got an ICE Buffalo field office director who's just left saying what's going on. The private airlines they've gotten, they're taking these people by massive numbers all over the country. This is one of the most lengthy, it's more like a major newspaper piece, at Fox News. Go look at it, Tyler Olson, and learn what's going on with that. Now, maybe in coming days we can talk about all this. I'll tell you, Hugo Gordon, editor-in-chief at the Washington Examiner, had a fabulous piece on all that leftist stupidity about the Border Patrol on horseback using whips on these people, which is not true. It's called The Whips and Scorns of Del Rio, Texas, and I hope later this week I'll have time to share it with you because it is just an excellent summary of the insanity we see from the leftist media. Now, my friends, clearly what's going on is far worse than even what's being reported in the mainstream media. I mean, even the Associated Propagandists pointing out that the Biden administration's been lying about the Haitians and that they're being a lot of them are being kept here and then sent around. So we'll stay tuned to the issue. Long live liberty, long live Texas, and may God bless us all. Adios, mis amigos.